This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Tyler Ditter with a conversation about addiction between a mother and a son.
There are many elements of Wisconsin culture to boast of, but one that we're notorious for is so connected to everyday life that it's difficult to realize when it has a hold on you. John Plogman talked with his mother, Kathleen Plogman, about alcohol addiction and life after sobriety during a StoryCorps mobile tour stop in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
What was it like growing up in a household where alcohol was prevalent?
My mother quit drinking after she had her sixth child because she said somebody had to stay sober. Every weekend was kind of scary because you didn't know how your father was going to, if he was going to be sober or drunk. Mm-hmm. And most of the time he was drunk. There were many times, like, he hit his head on the window sill. Okay. And he said it was chocolate milk and it was blood all over the place. There were many, not physical fights, but, you know, there was a lot of drinking on the weekends.
My first drinking recollection was in seventh grade, even though I drank before that, but was in seventh grade, and I believe it was one of Dad's ending softball tournaments or leagues at Regner Park, mm-hmm. and they would get a quarter barrel of beer, and then we would sneak beer mm-hmm. from there. And then when we went into high school, we would sneak beer out of people's cabinets. And then we would go to the West Bend East or West football games at Badger Middle School. And we would drink there and get drunk and go to the games. And then it was kind of like a weekend thing where we would be getting drunk during the weekend. I went to rehab when I was a freshman in high school. And then I was sober for about a year, mm-hmm. my sophomore year.
Yeah.
And then my junior year.
Is that when you had the party at the house?
Yeah. Then I went into inpatient at that time at Kettle Moraine at Oconomowoc Lake. I think it was Rogers Memorial
yes,
Hospital, right?
Yes, it was.
And that's where I was first introduced into the Grateful Dead.
Okay.
And also, I was introduced to a counselor at that time, and that's where I wanted to be a social worker, which I've been over 25 plus years. I was following Phish and the band The Grateful Dead, but it was Dead and Company at the time, and they had sober tables, and one of them was called The Fellowship. And every show at Alpine Valley since 2015, I would volunteer at The Fellowship. And because of my work at the Aging and Disability Resource Center, I was able to get on these coalitions. So I got on the Brown County Alcohol and Drug Coalition for Change. The experience of being able to share your sobriety in a non-intrusive way, but to have people come to the table and go, my son, my wife, my husband, my friend is struggling. Thank you for being here. Or for somebody to be, for the first day sober, coming to their first Phish show, which is highly drug-induced alcohol environment, to know that there's kind of a safe zone here was wonderful. That's where I got the inspiration to do this with the Green Bay Packers and do Section Yellow. And the Packers were wonderful to allow us. We're the first NFL team that is, Green Bay is one of the drunkest cities in the country. Wisconsin is the drunkest state in the country. We have a drinking epidemic that's normalized here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's got such a cool culture here. We go camping up north. We go to Friday fish fries. We go to supper clubs on Saturdays. We go look for cheese curds, like where are the latest cheese curd places? We love our Green Bay Packers. The
yes.
history with the Packers and the city and the state is amazing. To encompass all that joy that there is without alcohol, it's not a miracle, but people would say it's a miracle.
I think it's a gift.
It definitely is a gift.
Yeah, it's a
gift. It definitely absolutely is a gift.
But everything's right, so just hold tight. Everything's right, so just hold tight.
That was John and Kathleen Plogman of Green Bay. Their interview was recorded for StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of WPR and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.